It's time for your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. Whether you are a business leader, manager, or director, then Dalama Insights offers business insights that take your business to the next level. With Dalama Insights, every Tuesdays at 07:20 hours and Wednesdays at 17:30 hours, you are guaranteed to take your business to the next level. For details, WhatsApp 0977-445-064 or visit our website www.insightpartnersafrica.com.
Welcome to the Dalama Insights Business Show. This show provides insights to challenges you could be facing in your business right now or in the near future. My name is Mukonki Mukonkela from Insight Partners Africa, and I discuss issues that affect businesses with different experts and entrepreneurs. I'm very pleased to be joined by Mr. Sampa Kangombe, who is an associate at Corpus Legal Practitioners. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'd like to thank you for having me on the show. And these times, it would be very interesting to actually discuss this matter as its relevance to everyone in Zambia right now.
Thank you, Sampa. Today, we are looking at an issue that no one could have predicted just a few months ago, COVID-19 or the coronavirus. And before I bring you in, Sampa, I just wanted to give the listener a brief background to COVID-19. COVID-19, which was first detected in China, is a flu-like illness with symptoms such as a cough and a fever. It has spread rapidly to over 194 countries and has affected over 360,000 people, with 15,000 deaths recorded and over 100,000 recoveries. Zambia has reported 3 cases so far. We've seen schools close 2 weeks earlier. I'm sure you know that, eh? Yeah. If you have a child in school. And we've also seen restrictions on public mass gatherings and social distancing mandated to prevent infections. A restriction has been imposed on all foreign travel, with the public being advised to reschedule all avoidable travel. Now, Sampa, these restrictions have resulted in reduced consumer spending and obviously reduced sales revenue from businesses in Zambia. So it's very relevant, it's very important that we look at this issue and how it's affecting the flow of business in Zambia. So I'd like to just hear from you. How else is COVID-19 affecting the flow of businesses in Zambia from your experience in your line of work?
So COVID-19 is really stretching companies in Zambia, especially small companies, because now it's creating a situation where companies that did not have any cushions or companies that have been forced to close cannot generate revenue. And this is because owing to the obligations they have. So obligations they have under supply contracts, lease agreements, even salaries. Because now reduced cash flows means you're not paying someone or someone is being compromised. And these obligations, I mean, everyone's trying to get their money and or cash. And I mean, everyone might be calling on the obligations under these agreements. So I think now is a time when companies will start to default in some of their obligations and might create an issue with different suppliers and the landlord and even maybe employees. And I think that's the main issue here, especially for small businesses.
That's very true. We know that cash is the lifeblood of any business, and without it, we really can't survive. And this is a period that is affecting the lifeblood of businesses, which is cash flow. Now, we are seeing businesses going into survival mode just to barely survive. What measures can a business put in place to ensure they can survive this period?
So I think the first thing is to review your contracts and your obligations and categorize them, essential and non-essential. I think if it's a non-essential obligation, I think it's time to start having that conversation about either terminating or maybe speaking to the other party and see, look, let's have a moratorium on this. And this is obviously pursuant to what's in the agreement. And for essential obligations, I think it's time to have a plan what happens if COVID hits harder than it's hit right now? I mean, 3 cases is minimal, but what happens when it's an entire shutdown, like we can see from South Africa? What happens to your essential contracts? Then you start to look at the contracts again, see if they've got anything that can help you relieve the pressure, and therefore create at least a lifeline of cash flow in the times, because right now we don't even know how long this can last for. I think for Zambia, it's just about to start, if it hasn't already. So I think that's where you start to look at all your agreements and earmark essential from non-essential and review the contracts.
Let's look at the small business and the effect of the COVID-19 on small businesses' operations and what they can do about that. So if I'm a small business running a Kantemba somewhere in Kitwe, at the market or city market in Lusaka, what measures can I take to ensure I survive this period?
Okay, so for the Kantemba, it would be really about what the government does, right? You're literally at the whims of the government and what they impose or what they help you to do.
Yeah, but before we actually come to the government, what I wanted us to really focus on in terms of small businesses, because you know cash, they don't have cash reserves like big companies, and most of them don't even have contracts like the ones you are referring to. They have expenses, you know, that they have to incur on a monthly basis with reduced income streams. That really puts a pressure on their operations. So possibly one way we could actually look at a solution for the small business themselves is actually to reconsider expenses or areas of expenditure that are not essential.
Exactly.
Like you've been referring to the contracts that are non-essential, right?
Yes.
And I also think for small businesses, they also need to look at non-essential expenses.
That's true. And I think another measure is that it's a time where you have to be collaborative. If Kantemba B and Kantemba A combine and leverage off both cash flows, I think that would be an important way to move forward during this time. I think being in isolation, although we're being told to isolate, is to stop the spread of the virus. But being able to survive, I think it's about being collaborative, both with your competitor, obviously in line with the law, especially the competition law, but also, with everyone else, even these are third-party obligations you owe. I think it's time to have that conversation, be collaborative, how we can both have a win-win situation and hanging tight in times like this.
I think I agree with you. It's time we worked together, especially if you order goods from maybe outside and there are restrictions on travel. This could be the best time for you to partner with your colleagues and actually make one order. And then when it comes in, you can actually share it, isn't it?
Yes, true.
Yeah. Now let's turn to the key players of the economy on the Zambian economy. This is key players such as the banks, the government, and suppliers along various supply chains that where small businesses operate in. I have seen countries take practical measures to protect small businesses in their countries. And I really want us to focus on these key players on the Zambian market, because I haven't heard much coming from them in terms of how we are going to protect our economy. And so let's start with the financial institutions, the banks, with whom most of us deal with. And many small businesses actually rely on financing from financial institutions.
Exactly.
How do banks in Zambia assist businesses who've obtained loans from them, have accounts with them, have relationships with them, to ensure small businesses manage, survive this difficult period?
I guess the goal for a bank is to continue an existing relationship ultimately. So I think it's time for banks to actually start considering that some people would step up to them and ask for a moratorium on their loans, or a hybrid of they pay interest and not pay principal, or the other way, they pay principal and not interest in whilst it lasts. For how long it lasts and how long you agree, that's entirely up to every situation. Next is maybe delaying enforcement of default if it directly results from the COVID outbreak. So reduced revenues due to quarantine bans. And therefore, I think a bank is still a person at least is controlled by people and they would understand, especially if they've got long lasting clients. And I think that would help in times like this. Maybe being an emergency fund or a fund that helps small businesses, that's really entirely up to their cash flow, because even a company like them needs to also survive after this. How they do it would have to be obviously would have to be discussed amongst themselves. But maybe financial institutions could put together a fund, so through syndicated loans, a fund that they syndicate into to borrow onto the market to small businesses who they feel will survive. If they have the extra cash, they'll survive this.
Apart from ensuring the nation maintains high hygiene standards, which we've heard from the government through the press briefings that have been coming out, I think the government needs to also look at other practical measures to lessen the impact of COVID-19 on small businesses in Zambia. And this is what we are going to take a look at after a short break. Let's take a break.
You are still listening to your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. For comments or questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604. Take your business to the next level with Dalama Insights.
Welcome back. My name is Mkonki and I'm with Sampa Kangombe. He is an associate at Corpus Legal Practitioners, and I'm pretty sure, listener, you can tell from the language Sampa is using that he's a legal practitioner. Corpus Legal Practitioners are among the leading corporate law firms we have in Zambia. I'm so happy to have you here, Sampa.
It's always a pleasure.
Thanks so much. Sampa, what practical measures can the government introduce to lessen the impact of COVID-19 on small businesses?
So in this situation, we're lucky. There's a blueprint. Other governments and businesses are doing it. And some examples is to cut certain taxes, payroll, pay as you earn, to stimulate spending in the economy and to help employees survive. Income tax reductions, business taxes should go down. This would greatly increase how long a business can last, because their obligations to the government are less and therefore they can stretch out a bit more. Government must ensure through the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission that no prohibitive pricing is implemented by companies nowadays. Because now you can see that some prices have been hiked, and I think I saw the CCPC put out a notice that this is not allowed. And companies must, I think, to ensure that cash, that everyone has some sort of money or is not being taken advantage of, CCPC must be on the ground to understand what's going on. So government, this is an extreme measure. Government can pass a directive to pose a moratorium on certain payments. So on payments like lease obligations.
What is a moratorium?
So a moratorium is like a suspension, a stop, a pause, and we pay later, or for the time period no money is paid. But going forward from a certain time, everything comes back into play. So on lease obligations, which would be greatly help small businesses and all the like. So maybe government should consider suspending certain enforcement actions. So if there are tax obligations where there's a garnishee order over a small bank's bank account for missing a tax payment, I think that would help the company stay afloat. And then lowering interest rates is another way I've seen governments do it. But with lowering interest rates, government has to be careful that in lowering the interest rates, they don't decrease the value of the kwacha to the dollar. Government could also expedite an emergency fund from the IMF. I know IMF has given out, has opened up 40 billion US dollars, and 10 billion of that is 0% interest to poor countries to help with the coronavirus effects. And this may be used to stimulate the market and also to help give small businesses loans. So it's far and wide, but it's also dependent on the government's economic strength to do all these things.
Yeah, that's very true. And in terms of taxes, I was actually hoping and thinking and praying that the government should actually consider extending the VAT cash accounting scheme to all local Zambian businesses that are tax compliant. You see, at this moment right now, only businesses in the electricity supply subsector and members of the building and civil engineering contractors are given this incentive. Now, this measure should protect the cash flows of SMEs in the short term and in the long term. If you look at the long term, businesses will not need to pay output VAT on sales invoices that have not yet been paid, and they will not need to claim input VAT on purchases for which they have not yet paid. This should result in VAT being paid on the basis of cash received and paid rather than on the basis of invoices issued and received as per the accrual scheme on which many of us are. In the long term, businesses would not have to worry about VAT paid on invoices which turn out to be bad. And this cash they save, which should ideally have been paid to ZRA, should help them cushion the long-term impact on their cash flow, especially as we go through the reduced business because of this COVID-19.
Spoken like a true lawyer.
So like a true accountant. So I think this is my appeal, and I hope anyone in government, ZRA, Ministry of Finance, is actually listening. This is the best time to actually extend the cash VAT cash accounting scheme to all businesses in Zambia.
And yeah, exactly. Oh, in light of this, they could also reduce VAT.
Yeah. And this is just for the short period. It's not maybe just up to December for us to survive this period. So we are running out of time, and I just wanted us to also look at key players along the supply chain, such as landlords. What would be your appeal to landlords for businesses that have leases, that need to pay rentals, and we know cash is minimal? What would be your appeal to those?
I think landlords have to start having that discussion of we need these businesses after COVID to survive and create that relationship that builds our long-lasting tenants. I think they have to start having the issue of, can we reduce rent in the time being? Can we have it not kwacha based and not dollar based, but kwacha based in the interim? Because of the recession that's happening, the kwacha keeps falling and therefore increasing obligations of tenants in Zambia, who most, if not 90% earning in kwacha, which could indirectly affect cash flows. I think business owners should start having that discussion if there's a quarantine, start having that in that business continuity. If there's a quarantine on pubs and restaurants, it means these companies are not open, and maybe they're not, and therefore they're not generating
generating enough revenue to pay rentals,
and therefore they might just consider a whole suspension of rent obligations.
So that is very true. And one difficult challenge with COVID-19 is the uncertainty. We don't know how long this is going to last. Perhaps it's 1 month or a 3 month problem, or maybe even 12 months. And so companies really need to build this uncertainty even as they really think about how to go through this difficult period. Mr. Sampa, we've come to the end of today's program. And as we end the program, I just want to remind the listener that COVID-19 spreads through contact with an infected person when they cough or sneeze. It also spreads when a person touches a surface or object that has a virus on it and then touches their eyes, their nose, or their mouth. You can protect yourself by washing your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and avoid close contact with people who are unwell. Would you like to have your concluding remarks before I close the program?
Thank you for the opportunity given to us and at Corpus. I'd like to encourage the public to stay safe, practice good hygiene. Social distancing is a must. Only leave the house if you are required to and not if you want to. Because this is not an I problem, this is a we problem. The sooner we sort it out, the quicker we move on, and the stronger we become.
Thank you so much. Dear listener, if you enjoyed today's episode of the Ndalama Insights and you want to continue this discussion with us, you can join us on Facebook by liking our Facebook page, Inside Partners Africa, and clicking on Visit Group to join the Ndalama Insights Business Show Listeners Facebook group. You can also find us on LinkedIn by searching for Ndalama Insights Business Show. Have a fabulous day and take care. Thank you so much.
That was your favorite radio show, Ndalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. If you missed anything, visit www.insightpartnersafrica.com for recorded episodes and join the Ndalama Insights Facebook page for upcoming topics. For comments and questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604 or visit our offices at 6054 Sibweni Road, North Mid in Lusaka.